Hello, and welcome to this week's Look at Linux. I'm Matt Campbell. This week, I'll show you how to use Speak Freely, a voice chat program which is available for both Windows and Linux. In particular, I'm going to show you how to connect to what is called the SpeakUp Reflector. A Speak Freely Reflector is a voice conferencing server to which several people can connect and talk to each other. There is one Speak Freely Reflector set up specifically for SpeakUp users, so that's what we're going to use for this demonstration. I'll also show you how to write a couple of shell scripts and how to do some multitasking under Linux. Let's start off by downloading the Slackware package of Speak Freely, which is available on the SpeakUp FTP site. I'm logged in as root now, so I will now download this package, again with the wget command. All right, it's downloaded. Now let's install it.
Installing package speaker.tcd. Root.netcap.
That was fast. Now we're going to write a shell script that we can use to get on SpeakUp Reflector. A shell script, in case you don't know, is the Unix equivalent of a DOS batch file. In its simplest form, it's a series of commands that the shell can run automatically when you run the shell script. We will need to run quite a few commands to get on the SpeakUp Reflector and do some cleanup after we're done. The reason for this is that chatting on the SpeakUp Reflector involves running a few processes or tasks at the same time. Two of these processes will be handled by Speak Freely's speaker program, which takes data from a computer and plays it as sound through your sound card. I'm not entirely sure why we need two speaker programs to get on the reflector, but I know we do. Also, we will need to run Speak Freely mic program, SF mic, which will take sound from your microphone and transmit it to the reflector. Also, we're going to set a couple of environment variables so that Speak Freely will send some identification information to the reflector to let people know a little about who you are and where you're from. And if you don't want to do this, this is optional. It'll just send your name as you entered it when you typed the add user command. An environment variable is basically a piece of information that can be accessed by a program that you run in a particular shell script or session. So now, without any further ado, let's start writing this shell script, which I will call SFR, for Speak Freely Reflector, and it will be located in the /usr/local/bin directory. This is a directory for scripts and programs that you install on your system outside of the Linux distribution you've chosen. Let's get into append mode with the A command. And the first line in any shell script is !!!!/bin/sh. And this tells the operating system that it's a shell script and not some other form of executable program. In the next line, I will set a variable called speakfreelwltel. This variable tells SpeakFreely where to send the identification info that you give it. SpeakFreely has a feature called Look Who's Listening, where you can send a little information about yourself to a particular server when you're connected with SpeakFreely. The SpeakApp Reflector has its own Look Who's Listening server, which you can use to find someone on the Reflector and talk to them privately, though I don't think I'll get into that this week. So anyway, to set an environment variable, you type the word export, followed by a space, then the variable name, usually in all caps, then the equal sign, and the value of the variable. And, as a habit, I put the value in quotes. So, I'll show you how this works for the SpeakFree LWL tell variable. The next variable we need to set is the SpeakFree ID variable, which has your actual ID information. This variable has four parts, some of which are optional. The first is your name, the second is your email address, the third is your phone number, and the last is your geographic location. And the last two are definitely optional, which is good because I want to leave out my phone number, at least for the purpose of this show. And the parts are separated by colons. So I'll show you how I would set this for my particular information. I put two colons in a row since I'm leaving the phone number blank. And everything except the email address is pretty much freeform, so you can do it whatever format you want. And I've seen a few different formats for the geographic location on the Reflector. Next, we need to start the two speaker processes. First, I'm going to start a speaker process which listens for incoming data on the standard SpeakFreely port. And this is getting pretty technical, so I'll just tell you what command to type. That's the name of the speaker program. That turns on jitter control, which reduces the amount of breakup that you receive. I'm putting a space. And there's the ampersand sign, which tells it to run in the background. If it didn't run in the background, that would tie up your current console, and you'd have to press Control C to get out of that, and we don't want that, because we want to get on the Reflector and talk. Next, we need to start a speaker process that listens on the Reflector port, which is number 4074. And again, I'm separating those options with spaces. Note that there is no space between the dash P and the 4074. Next, we start the mic process, and this will connect to the Reflector port on lwl.braille.uwo.ca. and the mic process will have control of your current console until you press the Q key to quit it. After that, we want to, or at least I want to, shut down the speaker processes. You may want to leave them running so that others can connect to you privately. That's up to you. But I'm going to shut them down with the kill all command, which kills or shuts down any processes that are with a particular program name. So in this case, I type
K-I-L-L-K-L-L-S-K-S-P-E-N-K-E-R.
All right, that's the end of the script. So now I press escape.
Slash enter.
And do the familiar colon WQ enter.
Colon WQ. Writing slash up.
And I'm sorry if this is getting too technical. I may develop a simpler configuration system for Speak Freely in the future. There's one more thing we need to do to this script before we can use it. We need to basically tell the operating system that this script is executable by anyone. And to do this, you type That's it, finally. Now, let's get out of the root account, and since I'm logged in with the su command, all I need to do is type exit. Now, let's get on the reflector and see if anyone's around. Okay, I'm going to press the space bar and then talk. And when I'm done talking, I'll press the space bar again.
Talk.
Hello, this is Matt Campbell. I'm recording a demonstration of Speak Freely for next week's main menu show on ACB Radio. Is anybody here?
Pause.
Good afternoon, Matt.
Talk.
Hi, is that Steve?
Pause.
Sure, how are you,
Steve?
Talk. Good, thanks. And we're being recorded. So, if you listen to ACB Radio, you'll hear yourself on Sunday night.
Plus.
All right, if you don't already know where it is, you can find it on the Speak Up audio page.
Plus.
Okay, well, I'll stick around for a little while because I'm going to demonstrate how to do some multitasking next, since the reflector is typically something that you run in the background. So, it was good to talk to you, and thanks for helping me demonstrate Speak Freely.
Plus.
And I'm in Wichita, Kansas. So, and I'm sure we have people talking from further away than that. For example, we have Jeff Shang from Australia, who's on here now and then.
Plus.
Might want to spread around North America, but
Okay. Well, as I said earlier, I'm going to now show you how to multitask under Linux. I figured it was about time, since Linux is a multitasking operating system. And as I said, the reflector is typically something that you'll want to run in the background and listen to while you're doing something else. Well, okay, sometimes the reflector might be your main task, but hopefully we'll be doing some productive work most of the time. Anyway, Linux does multitasking through virtual consoles, and each virtual console has its own login session, which also means that you can have multiple users on the system at once. Now, I'm going to go to a second virtual console by pressing Alt F2. Now, I'm going to press the Enter key on the keypad to make sure that the reading cursor is on the same line as the regular cursor. And now I will press the 8 key on the keypad to read the current line.
Okay, login.
All right. As you can hear, we're at another login prompt. So I'm going to log in as root.
Alt key. Password. Linux 2.2.
Now I'm going to write another shell script, this one much simpler, which is more of a convenience than anything else. It will let you see who is on the SpeakUp reflector without having to start your web browser and then get out of it when you're done. So, I mean, it'll print the list of users online and then take you right back to the shell prompt. I call this script FFR Who. And it's also stored in user local bin. So let's start VI once again. I'm in append mode now, and again we start with the number sign exclamation point slash bin slash sh.
Number
Now, we're going to run links from this script, but we're going to run it with the dump option, which will dump a text-only rendering of whatever web page you specify, and then exit. And I'm going to include on the command line the URL for the web page, which shows us who is on the reflector. And I did put a space between links and the dash dump. I press escape.
Slash.
And then
colon W Q
and press enter.
Right slash enter.
Again, I make the script executable. And now I run it.
SFRWHO. See freely, size active on reflector. Last change, 2010-13-029 on floor size active. 24.94.213.1894E74 Matcap at 029 Matthew Campbell, Wichita, Kansas, USA. Email Matcap at crosslines dot net 216.254.20.1174E74 Speech.rail.umo.ca029 Scott email. Show LS and freebyte.yet.org 142.59.76.564E74V6 at rec.ca029 Steve email. V6 at rec.ca 208.197.171.120 4E74 Rail.com 029 Jeremy.
All right, so that's the listing of people who are on the reflector. And to prove that we're really multitasking, I'm going to switch back to console 1 with Alt F1. Again, I will press the Enter key on the keypad, 8 key on the keypad. There is the prompt from the Speak Freely microphone program. And I'm going to say goodbye and end this demonstration.
Tuck.
Well, I'm going to leave here for now. I may be back a little later. So, see you later.
Tuck.
To quit a Speak Freely session, you use the Q command. I also forgot to show you how to log out of Virtual Console number 2 before we went back to number 1. You do that using the logout command, or the exit command. They both do the same thing. That concludes this week's Look at Linux. If you have any questions, suggestions, or other comments, feel free to email me at matt, M-A-T-T, at acbradio.org.
Main menu.
Main menu.
Main menu.
Main menu.
The time has come for us to log off for another week. On behalf of all the Main Menu team, this is Jonathan Mosen inviting you to join us again next week for another edition of Main Menu.